Dear friends, I hope this message finds you well. We are away for Shabbos, but just wanted to share with you a brief idea, a good Shabbos idea. There's a story that's told that when the young Tzemach Tzedek began to learn Chumash, he was once reviewing what he learned with his grandfather, the Baal HaTanya. And the Baal HaTanya asked him, he said to him, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Ekev asher shama Avraham bikoli. Now, the way we translate it is Hashem is talking about extolling the virtue of Avraham because Avraham Avinu has always listened to my voice, extolling the adherence and commitment of Avraham Avinu. So the Baal HaTanya asked his young grandson, Tzemach Tzedek, tell me, what's the pshat? What does it mean, Ekev? And the Baal HaTanya said so beautifully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was extolling, was praising Avraham. Why? Ekev asher shama Avraham bikoli. Avraham heard Hashem, he heard God, even in his heel, even in his Ekev. The young Tzemach Tzedek said, you know what the greatness of Avraham Avinu was? He said he didn't just simply hear Hashem with his ears. He didn't experience Hashem just simply with his mind or with his heart. He felt the Ribono Shel Olam's presence in his entire body. And the Baal HaTanya was so overwhelmed by the beautiful insight of his young grandson that he said, oh, that's the pshat in this week's parasha also. Vahaya Ekev Tishmo'on. And it will be if you will listen. That's how he translated. But the Baal HaTanya said really what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael was, you know what the goal of the Yid is? The goal of the Jew is not simply to ingest the Ribono Shel Olam and his Torah through your mind, through your intellect, or even just through your heart, through emotion. It's to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel Torah course through your entire body, to feel it in your kishkas, to feel it in your bones, to feel it in your essence. V'haya ekev tishma'on. Feel it in your head and in your intellect and in your mind and in your heart and in your soul, but also feel it in your heels. We've all had moments like this, where I just feel the Ribono Shel Olam coursing through my body. I just feel Ruchnius coursing through my body. That was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. And Emirat Hashem may be the greatness that we find as well. Wishing everyone a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.